We're going to be in the book of Luke. There are four Gospels that tell so much about the life of the Lord Jesus. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we're going to be in the book of Luke, the third Gospel. And there are some incidences that we've been going over in the times that we've been with you, and they all have to do with some miracle or miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ did during his personal ministry. Now, him being God, not a God, but the God, the Son of God, God, the very God, he showed on this earth during his public ministry the great power of God. God is able to do these things. And in healing physical bodies, he is demonstrating what he can do spiritually for us. So if we find him healing a blind man, which he did, we find that he shares with us that by the same power he can heal our spiritual blindness. And if he heals a person that's lame, shares with us how he takes care of our physical or spiritual lameness. And it just goes on. So many things are brought out. Well, in this passage of Scripture, we find that the Lord Jesus is going to heal 10 lepers. 10 lepers. Now, I've never seen a leper. I've read about them in the Bible. I've read about them in some books. But I've never seen one. But I read to find out that when people had it, it was a serious, serious illness. And there was no cure for it. There just was no cure. But here in the book of Luke chapter 17, and it tells us in verse 11 of Luke chapter 17, it came to pass as he, the Lord Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Now he has a course that he wants to go through. It's like if we wake up someday and say, I'm going down to Portland. Well, to get there, we're going to go through Mosier and Hood River. And so he's on his way to Jerusalem, and he said, we're going to go through these places first. And he's passing through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, now it doesn't even give us the name of that village, but to him, he knew what it was because it was a place that he intended to go to. He purposed to go to this village, because in that village, there were some people he needed to deal with. Now, I've shared this in almost every message I've brought here. That is, the Lord never went anywhere without a purpose. He had a purpose in mind. He never made a mistake. He never went somewhere and says, I wonder why I'm here. He never visited with anybody without a purpose to visit with them. And so we find, again, he is in a place, a certain place, a certain village, and there met him 10 men. Now, that's quite a few, 10 men. And yet we have some words to describe their condition. It says they were 10 men, as he came through, 10 men that were lepers. Now, they had a very serious illness. And most lepers died with leprosy. There just was hardly any cure for it whatsoever. And here we have the Son of God, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ in all his power and all his glory, coming to a place, a certain town, and there he met 10 men, and they were lepers. Now, they have something to say. It says, and as he entered in there, they met these 10 lepers, and they stood afar off. Now, that was required by the law. The Old Testament law, if you were a leper, you were to cry, unclean, unclean, unclean. And that warned people not to come close to you. And that was required by them. So they're standing afar off. They know what they have to do. They have to stand afar off, and they cannot approach the Lord Jesus as they may have wished to, but listen to what and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, when we get into this little passage of Scripture here, we find out that the Lord is going to heal all 10 of those lepers. What power this one, Jesus, has. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord means master, sovereign. Lord Jesus. Jesus means Savior. He will save his people from their sins. Christ means Messiah, the one that had been promised forever, the one that had been promised in the days of Adam and Eve, the one that had been promised before the foundation of the world, the Savior to come, this one, a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So we have the Lord Jesus Christ here dealing with 10 lepers. Now, he wasn't caught off guard. He knew exactly where they were. He knew their names. We don't have their names listed, but he knew their names. He knew their condition. He knew their problems. And he knew that they were being respectful by standing afar off and staying away. That's required by the law. But they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master. Now, we're going to find out that 9 of these lepers just used the words. One of the lepers knew what Jesus, Master, meant, but 9 of them just used the words. You know, a lot of times we find people that just use the word God and have no knowledge of who they're talking about. I used to be in that same condition. I would use Jesus, but didn't know who I was talking about. I'd use Lord, but didn't know who I was talking about. I'd use all kinds of words about God, names of God, but didn't have any idea. I saw Bob Dole one time. He was running for president, and he was down in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and I got to shake hands with Bob Dole. But you know what? I don't know a thing about him. I don't know where he was born. I don't know his age. I don't know. I just got to meet him. And that's kind of the way these folks were when they used this term, Jesus, have mercy on us. Master, Jesus, have mercy on us. They had no idea who this was, but they did understand that if something was happened, he would take care of it. So they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Now, this again is Old Testament law. If a person is healed of leprosy, they are required to go to the priest and be declared clean. So he sent them off to the priest. That's going to be in Jerusalem. He sent them off. And it says, as they passed, as they went, they were cleansed. So on their way to the priest, all 10 of these people are cleansed of leprosy by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and from a distance. You know, the Lord didn't have to be in the presence of these people to heal him. He has power over all things. He had power to heal him from a distance. He had power to heal him from closeness. But he let them go, says, go to the priest, do what the law requires, go see the priest, see if he will declare you clean or not. And as they went, it tells us that they were cleansed. Now, when Jesus does a job, he does it well. When he heals somebody, they're healed. And when he healed these people, they are healed of their leprosy and they are cleansed. Now, 9 of them no doubt went on to see the priest and they were okayed and they were back in society again and they were with their wives or their children, their family, whatever. But they cared no more about who it was that healed him. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew that God is very merciful and long-suffering in this sense. That he sends the sun on the just as well as the unjust, and he sends the rain on the just as well as the unjust. He doesn't just rain and have sunshine on his children. He does it for the entire world. He sends his sunshine every day. He sends his rain in the appointed seasons. And in that sense, he is very merciful to this world. For without it, we wouldn't be able to eat. We would have no food at all. He is very merciful and long-suffering in many respects until that day when he shall come again. So here we have 9 lepers that he is so merciful to. And yet they have no reciprocation at all. They have no concern. They're just going to go on to the priest. The priest is going to say, you are clean. He had to look over, inspect them, go through all of the religious stuff that they would do, and he could declare them clean, and off they went. But one of those lepers, 1 out of 10, when he was healed, he said, one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back. Now, that's a gracious act that God would ever have even one turn back and thank him for all what he had done for them. Now, nine of them just went their way. Nine of them said, oh, that's great. I went to church today and I got the blessings of going to church today, but that's as much as I need. And so they went down to the priest, they went home, but this one leper. Now, he was no more a leper than the rest of them. He was no less a leper than the rest of them. He was a leper like the rest of them. But the Lord healed them all, but one of them had his heart changed. One of them had an interest in going back to the one who had healed him. And it tells us there, when he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Now, how far away these guys got before they were healed or cleansed, it doesn't say, but it does say to us that with a loud voice he glorified God. So it might have been within earshot of the Lord. It might have been a very short distance down the road that they got before this one turned around. Now, the rest of them could care less. They didn't have any compunction at all to go back to the Lord. They were rainy day Christians. No. They were sunshine Christians, rainy day Christians, whatever. They didn't care. But one of them cared because God had given him a care to go back and thank this one that had healed him. He knew who had done it. This one that he called Jesus Master, this one he knew had done what now he was a cleansed man. Where he walked away as a leper, he came back as a healed person. You know, in one of the Old Testament scenes where there was a leper healed, it says that his skin was like a baby skin. No, just as fresh as a baby skin. It didn't show scars, didn't show anything. God had done such a great job on him. And I'm sure that the same thing is here. Now, not only did the Lord have to deal with this man's sickness, but he also dealt with his clothes because his clothes was just as bad as he is. So, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And that wasn't all. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, a Samaritan was a person that was part Jewish and part Gentile. And the Jews didn't care for him at all. The Samaritan woman at the well that Jesus went to visit says, how is it that you, being a Jew, will talk to me? Because normally Jews would not talk to them. They were Orthodox, and these people were half-breeds. And so why would they ever talk to him? Here is a man that Jesus healed that had a problem, that he had leprosy, and he is one out of the 10 that had a nationality that normally would not come to a Jew. And yet he came to Christ. It says there he fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. Lord, thank you for healing my body. Lord, thank you for healing me. And, you know, he didn't have to bring up the other nine. Jesus does that. The other nine are not his business, not this one man's business. The Lord healed him. And the business was, I need to thank someone who did this, and he knew exactly who had done it, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, this almighty, all-powerful, sovereign God that had been sent down to this earth to die in the place of his children, of his own people. He's on his way to Jerusalem to die soon on the cross. But on that way, he took the time, purpose, to heal this man. And then Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the nine? Well, that's not a question for Jesus didn't know. That's a statement that Jesus is making. He knew where they are. They went off to see the priest. They went back to the law. They went back to there. And this one came back to the Lord Jesus Christ and thanked him profusely for what he had done. Grace. The mercy and grace of God was so evident in this person. He had a heart full of thanksgiving. Where are the nine? There were not found that returned to give glory to God save this stranger. So they went, whatever they said to the priest, maybe they said, you know, we're just walking along and we got healed. It doesn't tell us what they said, but this one came back. He knew by what power he had been healed. So he was a stranger. It says, Jesus said, he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, when that word is used by the Lord, it's a very beneficial word, made whole. The opposite of that is not whole, having a shipwreck, having a problem. And he is demonstrating here by this that we by nature are truly not whole before the Lord, but we can be and are made whole by the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's nine out there. The Lord dealt with them just like he deals with this world and sends sunshine and rain. How wonderful is that? But one of them, God touched his heart and he came back to the Master and bowed before him and thanked him for what God had done for him, that he had been healed. And the Lord says, you know, there's only one that returned to give God glory to God, and that is this stranger, this Samaritan, but I have my eye on him. What a blessing it is to have God's eye on an individual, that he would take care of the needs of that individual. And truly, that's what the Lord does for his people. He knows the shipwreck we're in. He knows the cure for our shipwreckness, and that is his grace and his mercy. And he also knows that he can create in those that he saves that they will be thankful for what he has done. Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Glory to God, save this stranger. Thanksgiving to God for making him whole. Well, we'll stop there, and we're thankful for the opportunity.